I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. Now, let's say this morning, Elizabeth, on The Nest, we'll be talking about making our faces just the face we want to look at.
I know, because when you look in the mirror, you just don't want to go, You want to go, hello, lovely. And isn't that a nice way to start your day?
So tell me about the things that you're using that you're loving right now.
Okay, I've got a couple product recommendations. This week, we were talking with Laura Lemon, who is the founder of Lemon Lane, which is, it's a natural beauty and wellness boutique in Nashville. And then she has another location in Houston. And I have visited Laura on several occasions and bought out the store. And it gets expensive. My trip to Nashville. Listen, I get myself some miles. I get a free flight to Nashville. And then I burn through that cash that
there
I saved pretty fast.
Go.
But there are a couple things that I absolutely love that are essential to me right now. And it all does have to do with oil, which is what Laura was talking about, putting oil on our skin and really nourishing our skin that way. I love different serums. I have not found great results for me with any sort of Retin-A product because I feel like they get too harsh and then my skin is really sun sensitive and kind of sensitive in different spots. So Laura mentioned rosehip oil, and there is one by a company, and I think it's called Pai. It's P-A-I. P-A-I is the company. And they make a rosehip oil that I bought at Lemon Lane. So if you're in Nashville or Houston, you can get it from her. You can also get it at other locations. But it's almost like this orange oil. And, you know, vitamin A is retinol, and it's orange because you find it in like sweet potatoes and squash and things like that. And so you put just a few drops of this oil on, and I have noticed a significant brightness difference since I started using that. So it's PAI, I think it's Pi, and it's a rosehip oil. And Marjorie, you'll like this. It's about $40 for a bottle.
That's not bad.
And it's lasting me forever because I use like four drops. I mean, I really don't use very much, and I use it just at night, and it's really fabulous. And then I mentioned Tata Harper in our Best of the Nest episode, which is another line of products that Laura carries. And this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but Tata Harper, there's like this diamond dust eye cream, Marjorie.
Okay, wait, back up. Diamond dust. Is it really diamond dust? Or
I think it's ground up diamonds.
Oh, good Lord, Elizabeth.
I mean, and I know
Elizabeth.
It sounds like
that
I'm like,
insane.
I know it sounds so silly, but I will tell you, it's like this brightener. It's like a brightener. And when I put it on at night and then I wake up, it's an illuminating eye cream. Okay.
Yeah, it's diamonds. It better be.
It's diamondy in there. And it's expensive. Okay. I'm not saying that this is, it's like $100. Okay. All right. So just do with that what you will. And you can judge me silently or out loud, whatever.
Okay, wait a second. So it's $100 for what?
For the eye cream. It's
how
the
many
illuminating
ounces?
Eye cream with diamond radiance. It's like half an ounce. I mean, it's small. But I will tell you, too, another thing. I use like the tiniest drop, Marjorie. I mean, I've had one bottle for like 8 months, and there's barely even a dent in it. I mean, I just put one little drop on and I dot it around. My mom always has said that eye cream is the most important thing that you can do. So I listen to her and I put it on my eyes.
Yep.
And I love it under makeup because I feel like it just brightens up that under eye area. And I love it at night because then when I wake up, I still see like the little illuminating diamond specks that like make it look a little bit brighter. Number one complaint, I think, from people looking tired is under eye circles.
Yeah.
And this is, I think it's a game changer. So do with that information what you will. But those I really, really am liking.
Again? What was it called again?
Tata Harper. So T-A-T-A, Tata, and then second word Harper. It's in this green bottle and it's the illuminating eye cream. And we will post, I'll post images of the things that we love in the nest on our Instagram account too, Best to the Nest. Okay, what are you going to talk about there, Marjorie?
So this is a shout out to my good friends, Lori and Julia, who always would criticize me for not having any eyebrows. So when I would go on Twin Cities Live with you, I don't know if you know this, I would walk into their little cubicle. So they work at the radio station that we all used to work at. Or you still do.
I do, yeah.
My Talk 107. And I would walk in there and they'd be like, you cannot go on television like that. You don't have any eyebrows. And so for years, I've been trying to find eyebrows. You know, I'll go in and I'll have somebody do my makeup and they'll make me look insane. Like they'll give me that boy brow and I just look nuts. Or they'll put on, I had actually somebody who dyed my eyebrows and I came home and my whole family broke out in hysterics because I look like a clown.
Eyebrows are tricky. And you have like a naturally reddish tint to your hair.
I do.
So I think that makes the color of your eyebrows more of a challenge. I think redheads have a harder time with brows.
Yeah. Elizabeth, imagine this. The woman that dyed my eyebrows dyed them red.
Did you look like a little leprechaun?
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible because I had to go to work and you know people are looking at you but they can't say anything.
And you have a teasing family. I bet that Ian and the boys were relentless.
They were relentless. It was awful. But the good news is I have found a product that I love. It's Charlotte Tilbury's Legendary Brows.
Great.
It's wonderful. And I just do a little bit. So I have a little bit of a brow and it's the right color. It's sort of brownish, but a light brown. So it's nothing dramatic, but I have brows. I finally have brows. So I'm loving that right now.
Great.
If you're very fair skinned, like I am, and I have blue eyes, and eyes are hard to do. They just are. It's very hard for me because mascara, I don't know why. It just is. I have found that Maybelline Lash Discovery, the mini brush mascara, is very delicate.
I like the mini brushes.
Yeah. So that I really love. And I've used all sorts of mascaras, and that's just the one that seems to be the best for me. The other thing I've got to say, this is sort of an anti-aging thing, but it's very healthy. And I learned this from my mother. She has been doing, probably since her 30s, face massage.
This is a big thing.
I
think about you all the time when I look in the mirror and think I should be massaging my face.
She pushes her skin, you know, where your jowls would be.
Yep.
She pushes that up every day, 50 times a day with a heavy cream. And she just sent me a picture, Elizabeth. She is 85. You would not believe how she looks.
Because the neck and the jowl part is the first thing that really shows your age.
She has no jowls.
Whoa.
None. And I'll get permission to see if we can post the picture of her. But she wears no makeup anymore. She really does nothing. And she just looks stunning. And it's because she's really, really good skincare. But I believe it's the face massage. So I would encourage everybody, you can find a million YouTube tutorials about face massaging. If nothing else, it's very relaxing, but it is anti-aging.
This is great, Marjorie.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's really good.
Oh,
it's
what
really
a happy,
good.
Happy nest.
Yep.
Nest.
That's all I got.
Sounds fabulous. All right. Until next week, my love.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye.